Directions. Now listen to part of a talk in a world history class. The Prophet Muhammad started publicly preaching his strict brand of monotheism in the year 613 by reciting the Quran, quickly convincing some of the commoners of Mecca to believe in him. Most of his early converts belonged to groups of people who had failed to achieve any significant social mobility, which, of course, included many of the poor. His followers memorized his recitations and message that called for the powerful to take care of the weak, a message that resonated with many of these economically and socially marginalized. Muhammad's message challenged the Umayyad's clan leadership of society. The most powerful branch of the Quraysh tribe, the Umayyads had been enriching themselves from the lucrative caravan trade while, at the same time, ignoring the hardships of the needy. The political implications were clear. The Muslims threatened to disrupt a delicate equilibrium. The Prophet's message jeopardized the social and economic standing of the elite members of society. Question 1. Why does the professor discuss the Umayyad clan? Two. What does the professor mean when she says this? The political implications were clear. The Muslims threatened to disrupt a delicate equilibrium.